Former All-Star reliever Lee Smith is on hand at Wrigley Field Saturday to throw out the first pitch before the Cubs host the Giants in Game 2 of the NLDS. Kyle Hendricks makes the start for Chicago in this one, while Jeff Samardzija is on the hill for San Francisco. And the former Cub Samardzija would struggle in the very first inning.
Zobrist will hit a little looper shallow right field. That's going to be a base hit. Fowler's going to score. Cubs lead 1-0. It's not quiet anymore. Ben Zobrist, he got jammed, able to muscle a little humpback line drive into shallow right.
Hendricks up with the bases loaded.
From the stretch, the pitch. A little looper into shallow center field. That's a base hit. One run is in. Baez trying to score. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Two-run score. Kyle Hendricks, a two-run single. Cubs lead 3-0.
The 0-1 from Samardzija to Bryant.
Line toward right. Long run. Pence over near the line. And drops the ball. He drops the ball. A run will score. Hendricks stops at second. Cubs lead 4-0.
Here's a line drive down the left field line. Base hit for Joe Panik. That ball will skip all the way into the corner. It's going to be a leadoff double against Kyle Hendricks here in the third inning.
Bochy has seen enough of Samardzija. He's going to go to his bench right now. And it's Gregor Blanco. He swings on the first pitch, shoots one toward left center field, and they can't run it down. This is going to produce the first run for the Giants, and Blanco with a pinch hit double. Back-to-back doubles in the third.
Hendricks rocks and fires 1-2. Lined off the body of Hendricks. He picks it up, throws to first, and it's not in time. And now is Hendricks okay? Hendricks never fell over. The trainer, PJ Mainville, and the manager, Joe Maddon, out to look at Kyle. Kyle's going to try to throw a few. Joe Maddon watching very intently.
Joe having a long conversation now with Kyle. And this is a very direct one about whether or not he can pitch.
Kyle Hendricks will leave the ball game here in the fourth inning.
So Contreras drapes an arm over the shoulder of Travis Wood, who inherits a 4-2 lead, and the man at first base with two out on top of the fourth. Rizzo behind Pagan, who takes off, and a called strike three.
Travis Wood batting for the first time. He's a good hitter.
He drives one in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Travis Wood with a home run to left. Cubs lead 5-2.
I said you weren't missing much when Wood comes in at the plate and an athlete, and he delivered as a reliever. I think the hardest thing to do as a reliever in a postseason is check in. He not only checked in on the mound, he checked in at the plate and getting a standing ovation.
Cub fans booing as Madison Bumgarner is announced as he digs in. Wood's 1-0 pitch. Hit sharply on the ground to third. Knocked down by Bryant. He picks it up, throws to first, and it's going to get past Rizzo, and it'll go out of play. So Bumgarner will head down to second.
Wood from the first base side of the rubber.
Brandon Belt, a sky-high fly ball out into deep right, but it'll be playable. Hayward just onto the edge of the warning track, and he hauls it in to end the threat.
And Chapman is looking for the save. The corner, he sure did. The 2-2 pitch. Line to center, in comes Fowler, he's got it.
God did a great job battling. The Cubs defense a little bit better.
And there is that strike. Got him in order. Fan 2, Bill Murray among the 43,000 plus smiling.
5-2 Cubs is your final. Chicago takes a 2-0 lead in this best of 5 series. Travis Wood gets the win and becomes the first relief pitcher to homer in a postseason game since 1924. Game 3 will be on Monday in San Francisco. Jake Arrieta tries to seal the sweep for the Cubs, while Madison Bumgarner once again hopes to save the Giants' season. Kyle Hendricks had a lead to work with in the fourth inning of Game 2 of the NLDS, but an Angel Pagan line drive would derail his chance for his first career postseason win.
Kyle, the x-rays were negative. But how worried were you when that ball hit you on the forearm?
When it first hit me, you know, I didn't really feel it in the moment, so I tried to recover and make the play. Once I started throwing a little more off the mound, it just was tightening up on me. The x-rays were negative, though, so hopefully it's just a day-to-day thing, see how the feel is over the next couple days.
How was it decided that you would come out of the game?
I'm sorry?
How was it decided that you would come out of the game?
It we were having a discussion, Joe and I, just seeing where the feel was at with my fastball. And when I was just releasing it, I just noticed the movement. I wasn't going to be able to trust it. So he told me, you know, if there's any inclination of anything, he'd rather take me out, you know, get to the treatment right now and go for the future. Obviously, the bullpen today was unbelievable. You know, they won that game.
Now, Kyle, you mentioned that you're day-to-day. Do you expect to pitch again in the postseason?
100%, yeah. I mean, I'm going to do anything I can. You know, obviously, since the x-rays were negative, I'm happy about that. Just going to go with the feel. It feels good right now. So hopefully it's a couple days, and hopefully I can make my next start.
All right, last question. Let's talk about something happier. Yeah. Your two-run single on the first pitch off Samardzija. What are you going to tell your grandkids about that hit?
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to get a pitch somewhere over the plate. I knew he was probably going to challenge me early. You can't get deep in the count against him. So going out there as a pitcher, you know, I was looking for a safety squeeze, maybe something like that. But gave me a swing away, so I just tried to put a good swing on it first pitch.
Travis Wood came out of the Cubs bullpen to replace Hendricks, and not only did Wood provide relief with his arm, he'd also offer up some insurance with his bat.
Never mind your pitching, which was excellent. Let's talk about your hitting. After your home run, it looked like you were floating around the bases. What was going through your mind during the trot?
Not real sure. I haven't been that fired up in a long time. Normally I take it pretty serious out on the mound and stuff, but to give us another run right there and be able to hit a homer in that situation in the postseason was, you know, something I'll cherish forever.
What was your scouting report on Countess?
You know, I've been watching him from the bullpen. I knew he threw a lot of cutters and sliders, you know, mixing a couple, you know, some harder two-seamers and stuff. And I was looking for something out over, and I got it. And it's really luck. I mean, I haven't had many at-bats this year. I haven't been taking BP. It was really luck, but I'll take it.
What was it like when you got back to the dugout?
I was looking forward to it. They were fired up. I really don't know how to explain it. The guys were going nuts. I was nuts. It was kind of like I was floating.
Now, you're only the second reliever in postseason history to hit a home run. The first was in 1924, a guy named Rosie Ryan. So how do you feel about your place in history?
You know, if I got one, it feels good. As long as you got one, it's got to feel good.
Now, bullpen 5 1/3 scoreless. What impresses you the most about this group?
We never give up. You know, we take our strides. You know, Carl goes out right there. I'm sorry, we call him Carl, Kyle. Kyle goes out right there, and you don't want to see that. Luckily, you know, he's okay. Everything's fine. And we pick him up. You know, we never give up, and we're always ready for anything that comes about. You know, he happens to leave early, and the bullpen and the pitching staff picks him up. The offense does their job, and, you know, we roll on and win.
After a low-scoring affair in Game 1, Chris Bryant and company had made it a point to set the tone early in Game 2 against Giants hurler Jeff Samardzija.
Honestly, just trying to get the runner in from third. You know, lately I haven't been doing good with that, but in the playoffs, the intensity's a little more sharp. Trying to hit a fly ball there, and luckily it fell.
Your starters get so much credit. What about the job this bullpen did for you today?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, for Kyle to go down like that and Woody to step up, unbelievable. He's been doing it all year, all the way down to Chapman. I mean, so much fun. And, of course, Travis is a homer. I mean, I'm so happy for him.
Happy flight to San Francisco. How important is it going there
2-0? Huge. I mean, their fans will bring it. It's going to be loud. Bumgarner on the mound. It's going to be a fun game, but I think we're ready for it.
Sit like this every day. This is awesome. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Joe Maddon got 5 1/3 scoreless innings from his bullpen in Game 2, though he hadn't planned on dipping into his relief corps quite that early.
He's fine. I mean, in that particular moment, a guy gets hit in the arm, and then he throws that first pitch and really yanks it. So I was concerned when I saw that. And my message to him was, okay, even if you could finish this inning, more than likely, you're going to go in, sit down, it's going to swell up, we got to get ice on it. You're probably not going back out the next inning anyhow. So why mess with it right now? Why make him throw more pitches? That was the message. He knew he wasn't right. He knew it was going to get sorer, so that's what we did. Apparently there's nothing wrong as we know it right now. I don't know how long it's going to take for him to be well again to be able to pitch, but he's fine.
Joe, it looked like the bullpen was just kind of set up perfectly for you, left, right, and it worked out maybe exactly how you drew it up.
Yeah, of course, Woody hitting a home run was part of the plan. I did put him in there because he was coming up second. That was part of it. Did not want to pinch it there, obviously, with the two lefties at the top of the batting order. I thought it was a good spot for him. He did really well. He's been throwing the ball. He saw the numbers on the board. It's getting back up to 92 and sometimes 93 with this fastball. So he'd been pitching a lot for us. I was riding him a little bit too hard. We backed off towards the latter part of the year. Right now he's got his energy and his arm strength back, and he was very good. And then you could just talk about the whole group. CJ, outstanding, and Montgomery, you know, very, very good. The curveball was pertinent to both sides. And then Rondon, it was nice to see Ronnie come in there against two really good hitters. And, of course, Chappie's been throwing the ball well. So you knew that, again, that's part of the playoff situation. With a day off the next day, you could be a little bit more liberal with a lot of these different things you may want to attempt to do. Although you still only have seven guys in the back of your mind, extra innings, keeping people back. So the way it eventually turned out, where we did not have to use Strope or Grimm, was a good moment, knowing that we could get to Rondon and then Chapman and keep these guys back.
The Cubs' other middle infielder, Addison Russell, is also enjoying the offensive contributions from the pitching staff.
In the dugouts, head snaps, and, you know, whenever they saw that ball up, we knew it was gone, and Woody put a good swing on that ball.
Do you feel like everything's going right when something like that happens?
Absolutely. We just use that for momentum. We just build off of that, and we get strikes early on the other side, and we get the job done. We make the routine plays, we'll get the job done.
Did you ever think you'd take a 2-0 lead on the Giants with pitchers accounting for 3 RBI today?
That's crazy, man. You know, it's not the way that we draw it up, you know, but all these guys are fighting, you know, each pitch, each at bat, each play, so it's great to see.
What went through your mind when that Pagan shot hit Kyle?
I was just hoping that he was okay. He tried to finish the play. I'm personally, and I think organizationally, we're kind of glad that we pulled him out, you know. We don't want anything to go wrong there in that situation, and he ended on a good note tonight, and he was lights out as well.
And the bullpen really stepped up after that.
Absolutely. Carl, Mike Montgomery, tonight were lights out. Mike's curveball was on tonight. That looked good. And then Chappie, lights out to close it down.
You got the 2-0 lead, but what's the mentality knowing that you go on the road and you face a guy like Bumgarner?
We're just going to have to battle. You know, he's a dog out there on the mound. He's obviously good. He has plus stuff. We're going to have to work the accounts. We're going to have to work the counts and put the ball in play.
Veteran David Ross didn't see the field in game two, and to him, that's a sign of the Cubs being well constructed for postseason play.
Well, it just means we're very deep. I think we know that. We've got a group that has been utilized all year. We haven't been the typical, you know, best team in baseball with 103 wins that uses the same lineup every day. Our lineup is constantly changing. Joe uses everybody in different positions and different spots in the lineup. And, you know, we got our staples at the top, but Joe mix and matches and keeps guys fresh. And we've had scenarios all year long where Joe go to the bullpen early, which gives those guys a lot of confidence in coming in and you know, succeeding in that role. So nobody, when Kyle got injured, it was I almost called him Carl, didn't I? We're all doing that today. When he got hurt, it was one of those things where you're just like, okay, how are we going to do this? How's he going to mix and match till we get to the horses at the back end? And guys came in and did their job.
And your boy right there hitting the home run, that was part of the
that play, was right? Unbelievable, right? Woody, I tell you what, we talk a lot about Woody's just, he shines in those bright moments, he really does. And we were joking on the bench, just like, you know, he's that guy that Mike Tyson would walk in the room and he'd be like, I'll fight him, yeah, whatever. I don't care, you know, he might knock me out, but I might knock him out. And that's how he thinks. And so when you put him in left or you put him on in the batter's box, and he just seems to do special things when the lights are shining the brightest. He's a fun guy on the team, fun guy to be around. And that was one of the cooler moments for me in baseball. That was special.
Chicago has held serve to begin their 2016 postseason run. Here's Dexter Fowler on the importance of the fast start at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field.
You always want to take care of it at home, but, you know, we're going to a tough ballpark, and, you know, like I said, these guys have won championships before, so we still got some work to do.
How much different did it feel tonight getting out to that early lead? I mean, obviously last night was a real pitcher's duel, but you guys took the pressure off and knocked Samardzija out pretty early after just two innings.
Oh, it's good, especially at home. Take that momentum in from yesterday. Obviously, you know, we faced a pretty good pitcher yesterday, and he kind of pretty much shut us down. But you know, I had to come out swinging, and it was good to get those runs on the board.
Was that the mindset, to come out a little more aggressive?
No, we make him throw strikes, and you know, and make him put the ball in the zone, and that's what happened. We took a good swing on it.
Big difference between facing Bumgarner, tied 1-1 in the series, and up 2-0.
Yeah.
How important and big was pulling out a win tonight?
Yeah, the guy has a track record. He has a track record for competing, you know, tough, and I don't think he's lost yet. So, you know, we knew that this was an important game, and we took care of business.
So what's the mentality you take into that game? Because you know you have margin for error, and you could lose the game, and it doesn't kill you, but obviously that's not how you look at it.
Well, I think we're trying to end it as quickly as possible. These guys have won. They've won a World Series for a reason. You know, they're never going to stop fighting. So, you know, the quicker we do it, the better off we'll be.
The Cubs pitchers did damage with their arms and their bats on Saturday. Here's Jack Morris on Kyle Hendricks and Travis Wood pulling double duty in Game 2.
You know, one thing about the National League style of play, you get a chance to redeem yourself at the plate, and he was able to fight off a Samardzija fastball and loop one into center field for a two-run single. Joe Maddon had a good contribution from the bullpen today. Everybody pitched well once Hendricks left the game, and Wood, you know, I mean, sure, he's going to be talking about his home run. Forget the outing he had on the mound. He'll be talking about that home run to his grandkids.
MLB analyst Jack Morris didn't often need help from the bullpen during his career, but he had no complaints about the outstanding performance from Chicago's relievers in Game 2 of the NLDS.
They did a nice job. I think Joe Maddon's got to be really happy with this, knowing that Arrieta might go deep into the game again. So, you know, when you've got Chapman at the end, you've got something that you can almost eliminate that inning. Now you only have to bridge it until you get to Chapman, and the guys did a great job in their roles today.